So I'm joined now by Denise Hillier, who is from Spring Electrical in Stoneleigh. Lovely to have you with us here, Denise. Can you tell us a little bit? I know you're currently involved in the Epsom COVID-19 Face Visors group. Can you tell us how you got involved in that?
Yeah, well, years ago in my teens, I used to go roller skating, and I knew a chap called Nigel. And just recently, we've just become friends on Facebook, and that's all. And he noticed that I had offered as a responder, an NHS responder, but that I hadn't had been called up. So he had already started this group up, but he needed a delivery driver. So he asked me if I fancied doing a bit of delivering and collecting. And I said, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm fine. So that's how I got involved, how I personally got involved with them.
Brilliant. And can you tell us a little bit about how you're involved with the effort to make the PPE at the moment?
Well, yes. Yeah, so I personally am not involved in the manufacturing. Nigel was approached by a friend who worked in a local clinic. She had seen a design on Facebook of a very good face shield. And she asked, as she knew that Nigel had a 3D printer, she asked if he could possibly make some. So he then made some, and then which they were extremely happy with. So then he realised there were other people in the area that were also doing them, a chap called Brian and a chap called Tom. Brian has lots of printers, so he went ahead and carried on making them. And Tom did some fundraising to raise money for the materials, because obviously they couldn't possibly fund the manufacturing of them. They can offer their time, but obviously supplies needed to actually make them. So that's how it's sort of gone on from there. We've also got somebody called Mike who's making some from Epsom College, and there are a few other schools getting involved, I believe.
Fantastic. And I'm so pleased you mentioned about how people are donating in order to help with the material costs, because I was a little bit concerned that maybe people are going to find themselves doing wonderful things for the NHS, but find themselves financially in trouble themselves because of the materials. So can you just tell us how people can help you to keep this going?
Yeah. OK. So we've got a Facebook page, which is probably the easiest one to tell you about. It's called Epsom COVID-19 Face Visors. And then on the Facebook page, there is a link to a GoFundMe page. Now, for every £2 that's donated, we can actually manufacture one face shield. It's if you know how little, however little you can donate, it's all going to help somebody be protected from this horrible virus whilst they're either looking after people in care homes, or whether they're looking after people in hospitals, or just generally caring in other people's houses where they need to be protected.
That's fantastic. And can I just ask you to just repeat again for us just the Facebook name and the GoFundMe page?
Yeah, okay. So it's Epsom COVID-19 Face Visors is the Facebook page. The GoFundMe page is actually, let me just have a look at that. That's actually COVID-19 printed face masks. That's the title of the GoFundMe page. It was set up by somebody called Tom Huddleston. So he's organising the fundraiser, but I think if you go on to GoFundMe, somewhere you should be able to find it, but it doesn't seem to have Epsom at the in this particular title. So I think the easiest thing would be to go to the Facebook page and pick up the link from there.